How's that? Is that better?
The way I set this up, I thought, you know, again, because what we're doing is not just for us and for the board, it's also for the community. I thought it was helpful to, in the beginning, in the background section, you know, provide a background about Prop K, the passage of Prop K, what it was about, just remind everybody the purpose of Prop K. And then what the COC is tasked with, the specific things that we're tasked with. And I think Darius, I sent around Darius's email from last year that I thought was very helpful in that regard. So I wanted to restate that, which is the guts, the real core of what we're supposed to be opining on in our report, I think, to the committee and or to the board and to the community. So are there any comments, any suggestions on the background section?
I thought it was very factual. I think it needs to be done, certainly. Because I think a lot of community members, you know, as the high school is, you know, obviously that's almost a completed project. They're probably more interested in this part of it now that they see it being developed. So.
Yeah, I think when these things are posted on the website, they actually get read. We may not have always, you know, full seats at the board meetings, but the community's keeping track of things like they have to because of their own busy schedules. And when you post this, it's going to get some hits.
Well, and also, too, I don't know if you've seen the website, the redesign of the website, and the Facebook page that Darius really helped us with. You know, so we're really trying to get the word out. Hopefully, people are taking advantage of it. The next section was just, again, a sort of a background, sort of a big picture summary of where we are with respect to the bond issuance. I made just a couple of changes there just to clarify that the Series A bonds, what portion was current interest bonds and what portion were capital appreciation bonds. So that was just a clarification. I did go back. The yields are okay.
Yeah,
it's just because of that one, the Series B.
It's broken out.
Yeah. Any comments, questions, suggestions on this section? Okay. It's going quicker than I thought. And then I thought it was helpful to provide an overview of the major projects. The first one, of course, the big one is the high school. And that's where it came from our website, because that was pretty much up to date. We had sort of just looked at that. It was in Kari had just updated the status. So I pretty much just pulled it from the website. I did add the paragraph there about the open house. The PTO organized the open house at the high school, the paragraph just above project commencement. And I thought that was, you know, that was appropriate to put in there, too, as a comment for the board and for the community. And everything I've read, I wasn't there. Darius was there. But everything I heard, that the community was just really pleased with the facility.
Yeah, everyone just kind of struck me how everybody's like, oh, this is better than college home to me. This is amazing. Yeah. Very, very glowing.
Anything to add on the high school? Technology infrastructure. Similarly, most of this came from the website. I did add, and Darius had pointed this out too, and I think I agree it was worth adding under the comment section, that the COC is cautioned against using long-term bond financing, and it came up today too, bond financing to finance short-lived assets. Staff representations and reports have assured the COC that Proposition K funds are being used to finance technology infrastructure and are not being used for the purchase of computers, laptops, or similar equipment. It is also noted that Proposition K bonds begin to mature in 2013. Fair and accurate statement. Gary?
That sounds fine to me.
I just had a question. I remember seeing notice in our wireless construction we were going to provide support for smartphones and iPads and iPhones, mm-hmm. that sort of thing.
For through a wireless, so if you walk in with whatever device, and who knows what they'll look like 8 years from now, will have wireless, more wireless, as opposed to having to plug in the wall.
Okay. Is that anything different from a normal wireless?
Not that I'm aware of.
Yeah, bandwidth, right?
It's just bandwidth, so you can have enough people that don't clog up the system. That's what they're, and so that's itself often referred to as pipes going out, but it's like your cable television thing going out. We just need bigger ones going out to the telephone company.
The typical installation now is for wireless devices in the classrooms too, to avoid this gigantic need for spaghetti. I mean, right. You've seen our old computer labs and things, and these are extremely, they're expensive, they're time-consuming, they're maintenance, they provide their own hazards, trip hazards and everything else, and, you know, with power strips on the floor and daisy chain.
Just the whole education's going to a different,
This helps to get
reading
the whole wireless
books
environment.
On the iPad instead of the old hard books.
Yeah. So this is much cleaner.
Mm-hmm. On the session that Darius made added, mm-hmm. is there or would it be appropriate to commend the staff and the board in their judgment of pursuing this tack? Because there have been other school districts that haven't. And this is a very wise and prudent move by the leadership of the governing board and the school district in the administration.
I don't know, we say staff is doing the right thing. Does the rest of the committee feel like we should add?
We can say something like, unlike the imprudent use in other school districts, or something like that.
I'd rather not impugn other.
I don't know if you can couch this a little bit. I'd say most of the computers are not. There may be a few items that are computers that are funded out of here, but I don't know if you can hedge a little bit there and say not being most for the most part or not being.
Well, what computers would be financed with Prop K funds?
Oh, some of the mainframe type of things in the wiring closets are
yeah, the big servers.
Those are servers. Those aren't really computers.
But there may be computers in order to operate the servers. Uh-huh. In order to manage the servers. There's computers to manage, for instance, the EMS systems and the fire alarm systems. Well, those are the kinds of computers where it's directly related to the infrastructure, just to manage.
Right. Is there a term of art that we? Because I don't want to say computers. Because
Right.
But
we say student.
I think there might have been some for staff and stuff, but not much. Not much.
None for student usage.
None of the computer labs or anything were. I used the other funds, the other $1.5 million for that. But we may have had some minor computers for staff and libraries and stuff like that. That alarm system goes, that's all computerized and so forth, and it's running
that's
off
infrastructure. That's
in a library.
Student.
Pardon me?
That's infrastructure. That's not really student.
In a library, though. It's not a student computer per se, but a teacher, computer, locked
think,
in, it might be. So I'm just saying, for the most part, it'd be mine. I don't like absolutes.
Prop K does not prohibit purchasing of instructional level computing systems, be they laptops, desktops, tablets, pads, or anything like that. Gary's done all he can to avoid using Prop K funds for that, but
I
think Gene's pointing out the fact that we're not paying 30 years on a
five-year
computer.
I think it's a very important concept, and I think Prop 39 sort of encapsulates that. We shouldn't be selling long-term bonds to finance operating expenses.
Correct, but there are some short-term bonds in the mix.
Not if you look at the 2013-2014 maturities, they're pretty small. So
and that probably depends on what we may have spent. I mean, there's not many what I would call instructional level or things in there. There could be a few, though.
It's kind of a hot topic in the public eye right now, so I think that was kind of the point to.
Unified City Unified went out and purchased a good deal of things. In fact, they've made strange proposals in their board meetings for replenishing the entire vehicle fleet with, you know, some of their long-term bonds and things like that. And it's not appropriate.
So, David, I like the instructional level computer idea. Mm-hmm. So is the committee, I think this might be a reasonable compromise then for the purchase of laptops, instructional level computers, or similar equipment.
That sounds like it's for teachers.
Well, and I think Gary said that some of it would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, everything we do is educational, but it's not like just a staff thing. I think I got most of, I'm just afraid I just may have missed a few, you know, in the process of two years. So, because we also, you know, got that temporary campus up and running. So I just, yeah. I'm just cautious. And, but it wasn't very, if it was, it wasn't very much.
Now, how much expenditures we have on software? That's always been a big problem.
Not out of Prop K. I don't believe we use any.
Right. So even for the systems,
I'll be honest, I can't remember.
Safari level infrastructure.
Safari, yeah, infrastructure type of software. And I'm not a software expert.
Yeah, student level software, no.
Right.
Yeah, systems level software and things like that, yes.
Yeah. Well, I can see it for the media system
prefer our,
and the fire system and all that. Assuming that it's all tested software,
yeah,
we're not doing it.
Well, we have a platform called Safari, which supports student learning, but it's hardware, software, firmware. It's runs the whole gamut, and I'm not going to be the expert on what Safari is and does, but it is supporting student learning. So there are some expenditures of that nature.
But it's not substantial.
Your definition?
No, a couple hundred thousand dollars, a couple million dollars.
Yeah, no, not that much.
All right, I'm not worried about
just
it.
Write yourself.
I had some bad experiences in public, private industry.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the DMV has always been a disaster in the state.
Yeah.
Significant numbers of computers.
Yeah, I just use the term in general being used for the purchases of...
What's the device?
In general, are not being used for the purchases of... instructional computing platforms.
And are, in general, not being used after infrastructure.
That's more than a fair statement.
I would just say similar devices and equipment. Devices is a tech word these days.
Yeah, in districts, without the diversity of RDA and CFD funds that this district is very privileged to have, those things would go under the GO bond. Because to equip, especially if it's an expansion for student enrollments, expanding student enrollments.
That type, that's in every.
They're going to fund the school, and they're going to use the GO bond for the whole darn.
Technically,
9 yards.
Now that will probably last 10 years or so. But
is that?
I just again, I worry about somebody calling us.
Always smart because you're right. Definitely not buying, you know, 30-year technology. It's not a good idea. But when districts are up against the wall, they tend to, and especially when. Funding from the state is erratic as it has been, and it's pushed some of them to do that. We're very lucky here for the kind of
I like the
sources
the addition of in general, Gene. Mm-hmm. After laptop, the significant number of computers.
You can take out the significant.
I think you can just take it out
now. I think the in general covers that.
Yeah.
Laptop, and then just put in. You could either put computer there or
laptops, laptop computers, or similar devices.
Yeah, you can leave the computer one you had there.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's good. That looks fine.
Okay. Okay, Woodland Park, basically from the website. I didn't add anything there. Anything to add on Woodland Park? Citizens Oversight Committee accomplishments. You know, I wasn't quite happy with accomplishments either, but I couldn't think of something
like
else
a
to say.
Slap.
Well, yeah, you know, but I think it's okay. Tasks, I thought, I thought of tasks, but I thought that was just too demeaning. It was the other extreme.
Yeah.
So I don't know, what do others think about Citizens Oversight Committee accomplishments? Here, this is where I think we want to list what we did. You know, what
activities?
Or, pardon, what was that, Mike?
Activities.
Yeah.
Support activities.
Yeah. I know. I vote for accomplishments rather than tasks or activities because that's just sort of pro forma.
Yeah.
Whatever the committee wants.
Maybe
or actions.
Support.
Results.
I like actions. That's a good one.
Actions. Mm-hmm. Yeah, actions sounds a lot better than activities. Mm-hmm. Way better than tasks.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a forceful word.
Right.
Still not perfect, but closer.
Yeah. Okay, so then summarized our meetings, April 14th, July 25th, October 17th, April 16th. Anything to add there? You know, we received reports, reviewed financial and of course, San Marcos being the largest one. We engaged staff with questions regarding the reports. Anything to add? Site inspections, we...
Did you want to add this meeting?
I think that's below.
Okay.
Yep, it's below. Site inspections, we had two site inspections of the high school site. Purpose of these site inspections was to help COC make its determination that Prop K expenditure has been made in accordance with Prop K and State Proposition 39. With completion of the San Marcos High School imminent, it is expected that upcoming COC site inspections will focus on additional Prop K projects. Now, that's going to be a little bit of a challenge because they're sort of spread out, but I think we will have an obligation going forward to physically look at the other projects.
Sure, not a problem.
Anything to add there?
If you want, we can maybe arrange a Saturday thing. We'll get a bus and haul you around if you like. Nice little yellow school bus.
Yeah. Cool day.
Yeah.
Do it before summer.
Yes. Well, ours are air conditioned now.
Are they?
Some of the special, they're special ed buses, the newer ones. So, but we just finished Woodland Park. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And they're moved in, and we finished Twin Oaks High School project, and. I think that's about it. The tech. I don't know. You have to figure out where you're going
to
take you and show you some wires at Mission Hills High School.
That's right. You leave some of the walls open so we can see the wires.
Yeah.
Or put plexiglass.
We actually did that at San Marcos Elementary to show the kids what's inside the walls. So sometimes we do that. Yeah.
Anything to add on on the site inspections? Okay, we set the design and Facebook page. You know, again, one of the important things that I wanted to focus on and I think we accomplished was a very nice redesign of the website. I think that is really, really came out very well. And Darius really helped in the creation of the Facebook page. Purpose of these projects is to improve outreach to the community by making the website and Facebook page more accessible to the community, to provide more relevant content regarding Prop K expenditures. Working with staff, a redesigned COC website and Facebook page have been rolled out. Anything to add there?
In some way to phrase the fact that we're complying with our obligation to communicate what's happening to the community. You know, certainly you've got the factual statements about what we've done, but really the purpose or effort is to maximize our communication with the community.
Right. I do say here the purpose of these projects is to improve outreach to the community by making the website and Facebook page more accessible. What would you want to?
Communication.
I think it should be the first paragraph. Should be the first paragraph. I mean, something about outreach to the community should be in the first paragraph.
Becky, since you're the public here, how satisfied are you with what you've seen? Does it really improve getting?
You know what? I just see an awful lot of rubber stamp, but I do appreciate that the committee asked the board not to approve the audit until after you saw it, because that's what happened last year, and I just couldn't understand how the COC could have been left out of the process.
The question is, does the website and the Facebook?
I haven't seen the Facebook one, and the website still has a little flaw. If that's all right, talk to Carrie about that.
Well, she got it fixed up. She said she was going to. So you're saying it still doesn't work. The next day I talked.
Right. Anyway, check it out again. So, I think the public should be informed that part of your responsibility is to communicate to the public, and that's part of your number one major accomplishment. Mm-hmm. I would think that would go in the first paragraph, right under your title,
this is what we've done to improve it.
Yeah, right. It should be an introduction.
Oh, you mean this section should be moved up?
It could be repeated again, but I think right at the very beginning, under your heading, the top of that section, put in a new paragraph.
Uh-huh.
Citizens oversight actions, we have accomplished.
Well, we've done the following.
We have done the following, and to inform the public and to meet our fiduciary responsibilities.
A sort of an introductory paragraph to the actions.
Put first things first, huh?
Let's see right here. Yeah.
You want to put them there?
It's supposed to be up here.
Oh, you said this wasn't working. That was one of the issues.
No.
We got that fixed.
On the home.
That was one of your issues, and we didn't do that.
Okay, but it was also okay. But here, you got the meeting down. Why aren't these here? Right here at the top. And why is this in reverse order? See this here, we've got these dates next year. Audit 11, the audit today.
You were saying you put in chronological.
Yeah.
I apologize.
I
thought your main concern when we spoke before is this link did not go through.
No, I don't like
it. So we got that. We got that.
It's not chronological. We're going to see it.
I'll talk to her about that.
Okay.
Yes, I think it tells exactly, what to be expected there.
Points it out as results.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good idea, Becky. Thank you. Okay. So anything else here? Did you still feel
it? No, it's fine. Yeah, I think that opening is...
Okay. Remaining financing plan discussion, again, is just another way to... the board knows this, but again, part of our obligation is to the community. This is what's going on. The board's going to be dealing with the remaining Prop K financing. So I just felt it was important to have this brief paragraph in here.
Who was responsible for sending out the flyer that several people didn't get this room?
Staff.
Who was that flyer that was sent out?
That was staff.
That was a staff. I mean, that was not this committee. Okay. I didn't think so. Okay.
Okay, for financial performance audit review, so there's the lead in, but now we need to add update from our earlier discussions. I think literally the findings of the audit haven't changed. Those are still the same. Based on our questions and suggestions, they are going to revise the audit, the format of the audit report to address some of our suggestions. Right. So I think that's fair to include.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's also fair to include that according to the auditor, we provided the most in-depth and broad analysis of audits that he's experienced. I think it's important to know that we did due diligence in the matter.
Presentation or format.
Then it looks like you're able to see.
Well, it is going towards verbal audio. Problem for schools.
Well, they use them in the classroom a lot, and it seems to be one of the programs and stuff that they have on there. I think they're really cool for learning.
Yeah.
But at home, I don't have those programs, so 30 minutes.
consistent with the state, the controllers. Audit guide?
The state controller's audit guide.
And governmental.
Accounting standards?
Audit standards.
Audit standards.
Audit standards, yeah.
But it should be the state controller's audit.
Right.
State controller.
Stated that the committee asked the most questions